Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting in all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Happy Friday again, old school on a Friday. I got you covered for the first hour, and then I'm going to take off, and then Nick and Big Sky will take you home 5 to 6 until Connor Happer takes over at the game of the week. It's a big one up in Omaha. We'll bring it to you live on 97 The Ticket. You guys know the routine, you know the drill. You can text us, you can call in 402-464-5685. Honda Lincoln Hotline, Sartor Hayman text line. You can join us and check out the new ticket logo gear. I'm just kind of nice.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
When does that get shared?
Well, here's the thing. So you guys will each have your own budget.
Oh.
And you can go to the site and you'll be able to order, like the staff. I'm saying that's
perfect.
The staff, not to
perfect.
The listener.
Yeah, yeah. We're having our own little conversation.
Yeah, I'm saying that's
everybody
to the staff.
Gets a budget.
Yeah, I'm saying it to the staff, not to the listener. But we will have stuff like this that we will be able to that the listeners can buy. It'll just be a little different than what the on air people wear.
Perfect.
But you can check it out on the Sartor Hayman video stream. Today I'm rocking the Adidas Red 93.7 mm-hmm. The Ticket gear and the white Flex Fit. Yeah, because we like it smooth. It's so sharp, I almost cut my finger on it.
All right.
It's so sharp, I was like, ow, that hurt my finger. That was it.
That's funny.
Oh, man. No, that's how you know you got to get down. We're gonna have...
Yeah, it's got the legit Adidas logo on the sleeve and everything. Man.
Well, you know, this was...
It was smooth.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, it's like the Nebraska gear.
Right?
Just
like, well, we
better.
Wanted, right? Well, we win stuff.
Better program. Better programming. What?
So we'll have it available probably in November where listeners can buy. We're also, and remember, we're working on the VIP listeners club. Like the loyal listeners club. And then the VIP club. So the first 93.7, we're going to have that challenge and the opportunity. Yep. We'll do that in November. Just buckle up and know.
And part of that's by starting out tomorrow night. Come see us at the Upside.
Come see us tomorrow night. Like part of the VIP deal is you got to be able to show up at events. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to show up at events. You got to show up at remotes. But also, I mean, pick up your bumper sticker, get it on your car, take a picture of it, have it available. Have it available so we can use it, right? Taylor, I think you fall you're in the loyal listener, almost VIP. We'll have to see if you're willing to cross that border when we come to it. There is a bridge that is going to be required for you listeners to get into the VIP club. It'll be worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be worth it. It'll be fun. And then we're working on Ticket Plus, which is a Patreon. They're going to have to pay 93 cents a month. That's all we require.
Oh, break the bank.
I know. We're going to break the bank. But we'll have this. So that's where all the Nick TikToks will be. This is where all of
it's,
that.
It's more Happer TikToks now. Happer's the one that's posting them all.
So we'll have some stuff that isn't shared normally or talked about on air. And we'll have some conversations in private. We'll also have some Jay Foreman and Eric Strickland chalk talk. So they'll go through and break down the stuff that happens, right? And they'll do it on the whiteboard, but it'll only be available on 93.7 The Ticket Plus.
Perfect.
So we're working on that too. We want to engage you guys, and we want to say thank you, because that's really what it's about, is ways for us to say thank you for you guys for hanging out with us and doing your stuff. Ray says, when you pick up your 6X shirt, they better not say that I'm in the almost VIP club. No. There's loyal listener, and then there's VIP. And we'll make that work. But it'll be all things forward. You know, we'll get it done. We'll get it done. So we're waiting for Husker Hall of Famer Jay Foreman to give us a call, and we'll talk. We'll get his picks for the week for you guys who you know. And we're not suggesting that you wager bets on what Jay Foreman tells you. We would not suggest that at all. We would tell you that don't do that. But Jay wants to share for people that want his insight. So we try to get it to you on a Friday in time for you to handle your business. I know a lot of you folks like to have more information available to you on the weekends when you're trying to consider your betting options and such. And having the insight of a Hall of Famer certainly can't hurt. So let's bring him in. Jay Foreman, what's happening, brother? How you feeling?
What's going on?
Well, you know, it's Friday, and you know our listeners get spoiled, and you gave them that 13-2, and then you missed last week. You missed last week, so people were angry and were texting me talking about, man, how am I supposed to call Vegas? How am I supposed to get on DraftKings if I haven't heard from Jay Foreman? So this is the opportunity. We're going to get right with folks. We're not telling them to bet what you say. We're just providing information. We're providing a service. Are you? Is that fair?
That is more than fair.
Okay. Let's go through, and we'll start in New York. The 3-3 Panthers go to the 1-5 New York Giants. What say you?
I think the Panthers went big. I think that they are looking for a bounce back week. Darnold, you know, started out really good. Had a couple games he hadn't played up to his best. You know, I always say when there's competitive, good fighting, that they end up playing good the next week. And I'm a big Matt Rhule fan as far as you know, head coaches go, or new rookie head coaches go, and especially a guy going from college to the pros.
Okay, and it's kind of funny that Sam Darnold returns to New York. and it's not facing the Jets. Speaking of the Jets, they're 1-4. They travel to Foxborough to take on the 2-4 Patriots.
I mean, even though those records are similar, the Patriots have obviously looked a lot better than the Jets. And so I think that, you know, I actually think the Patriots went big. I think, Mac Jones is realizing this isn't the preseason. But then also he has the canny, or you know, the good canny ability to bounce back after a so-so game. The franchise is in good hands, but the hands aren't fully matured yet. And I like the Patriots defense. They spent a lot of money on it. The outside backer they got from Baltimore has paid dividends. I think he probably even exceeded that contract. I know they got rid of Gilmore, but I think that they didn't have plans on playing him anyways. And I like their defense, and going against a hapless offense with the Jets with a rookie quarterback, I'm sure a little babyface Wilson will probably be seeing ghosts like Darnold did, you know, last time that Belichick got a hold of a rookie quarterback.
Man, I'm feeling sorry for Wilson. That's a tough deal, man, being in New York and not being well. Let's travel to Tennessee, the 3-3 Chiefs against the hot 4-2 Titans. What do you think?
Oh, well, I know the Titans came off of that, big victory against Buffalo, and it's going to be hard for them to do it back-to-back, even though, the Chiefs defense can't, essentially stop the nosebleed. I think Patrick Mahomes and those guys, they realize, like, hey, look, we got to get going. We can't just, live off of our talent and everything else. So I think the Chiefs win. I think it's going to be a hard game because, ultimately, if you could formulate a team to beat the Chiefs, it'd be the Titans. Now, the Titans are getting healthy. And that offense is starting to score some points. And definitely they could dictate the clock and the pace of the game with Derrick Henry. But I think the Chiefs are going to prevail, considering that, the Titans just played on Thursday and just beat what I think is probably the the best team in the AFC, you know, to do it again against the Chiefs with a little bit more talent and a quarterback that's out of this world would be a hard thing to do.
The 2-4 Washington football team travels to Lambeau Field and take on the 5-1 Packers.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the records will tell you all you need to know. You know, the Redskins should be playing a lot better since, you know, those 650,000 emails only found little tidbits about John Gruden, not Jay Gruden or anybody else.
Right.
But with the quarterback issue, the defense is, you know, played a little bit better last week, but, you know, the Packers at home are the closest thing to a virtual lock, you know, in this day and age of NFL football.
The 2-3 Atlanta Falcons travel and face the 1-5 Miami Dolphins.
You know, I like the Falcons. I like their young defense. I like Pitts, their kind of hybrid tight end. I've always liked Matt Ryan. I actually like their coach, Arthur Smith, even though he's kind of like a fake tough guy. But I think, you know, offensively, I think he's trying to replicate what they're doing with the, you know, the Tennessee Titans, or what he kind of was a big part of the Tennessee Titans. So I like, you know, the Falcons going against the Dolphins, even though Tua played pretty decent last week. I like the Falcons. I think they have a little bit more firepower, a little bit more depth, and the Dolphins just haven't been playing nearly as good as last year, whether it's off-season, lack of activity, cutting, you know, veteran players that are productive, but then also take a toll on a team, and I think you're seeing it now this season.
Jay, how important is it for Tua to have this game show out? Because, I mean, with all the Deshaun talk and the Washington football team trade talk and the Patriots trade talk, that if Atlanta comes to town and beats them and he doesn't perform well, it's going to shake that team up even worse.
Well, I mean, everybody should be a professional, you know, and it's soft quotes, but I think if the Dolphins want Deshaun Watson, I don't think this game really matters unless he goes out and plays out of this world and then like, hey, look, you know, we actually see something 2 weeks in a row. It's just, you know, that just lets you know how the NFL is, and people will pick, you know, push the panic button real quickly. But, you know, not too many times do you get, you know, a 1B. So say Patrick Mahomes is 1A, Deshaun Watson is, you know, 1B, and considering that, you know, just their skill position guys, their receivers, obviously you need everybody to be healthy. It's a pretty good cast of characters considering Deshaun Watson was essentially a one-man show without any skill position guys in Houston. So, that, you know, when you're trying to forecast how good, how much better the Dolphins offense can be, it'd, you know, be pretty, you know, you could really make some, you know, pretty good assumptions there. Now, whether he goes, you know, to, you know, the Dolphins or maybe like a surprise team, maybe like the, you know, Washington football team or something, that's up in the air. And I always say, like, you know, when there's a big quarterback or a big name like that, which very rarely happens, especially at the quarterback position that's up for grabs, there's always this team that comes in out of nowhere that gets him. And not always, but sometimes it happens. So it'd be interesting to see come Tuesday, or there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, nothing happens, 4 o'clock comes on Tuesday and everybody's staying pat, and Houston Texans are writing fat checks to Deshaun Watson because now they can't play him because you don't want him to get injured and he'll be on the hook for another, you know, however many millions, you know, in 2022.
That's a lot of money. The 4-2 Bengals travel to Baltimore to take on the 5-1 Ravens.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting on all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Oh, man, you know, I like the Bengals. I like Joe Burrow. I like what they're doing. I like their young defense. I definitely like the skill positions, you know, guys that they have. But they're on the road at Baltimore, and Baltimore's pretty tough at home. I'm gonna go with the Ravens, just considering that they got a little bit more experience at quarterback. You have Rashad Bateman, really helped the offense, and I think he's only gonna be better each week that he's healthy and in the lineup and working with Deshaun Watson.
The winless Detroit Lions travel to LA to face the 5-1 Rams.
Yeah, you don't even need to say anything. It's the Rams, even though I think Jared Goff will show well. I just think that the Rams have too much firepower. Detroit is a year or two away. You know, they'll get off the snide with a victory, but just not this week, especially on the road. That's a long trip facing a team that's playing way better, and they're outmatched, you know, as far as talent-wise goes as well.
The 2-4 Philadelphia Eagles travel to the 4-2 Las Vegas Raiders.
Man, you know, this game here, you'd think like the way the Raiders looked last week, they actually looked better, more as a team, you know, without Gruden. Mm-hmm. And then it's their first home game, I think, after he was, your coach had, been fired. So, you assume, and I think the Raiders will be even more energized playing at home. I think they played really well at home. I like their defense. I like Max Crosby. I think he's not only an upcoming defensive player, but if he keeps playing like this, he's going to be up for defensive player of the year. I think Philadelphia takes him to the fourth quarter, because I think Jalen Hurts, what he brings to the table, hurts the Raiders. But I think the Raiders, and with Derek Carr, I think they're just a little bit better offensively and more consistent than the Raiders right now. Even though the Raiders defensively, defensive back-wise, has been banged up, or at least was banged up the last couple of weeks.
Your former Houston Texans at 1-5 travel to Arizona for the unbeaten Cardinals.
Well, there is no upset victory, even though they're facing the former Texans, J.J. Watt, two Hall of Famers that they just let go for a bag of or a piece of gum and a pat on the butt. But the Cardinals are undefeated for a reason, and winning breeds, whether you call it luck or circumstances. They're playing at home. Those two guys will show out, and Houston is, they might end up 1-15. It's going to be between maybe them and Detroit, who's going to get the number one pick. So it'll be, I think it'll be over by halftime. And if there's a over or points, I think obviously you go for Arizona, because I think they play really well at home as well.
The 3-3 Bears travel to Tampa to face the 5-1 Buccaneers.
I'm going to the Buccaneers. And the Bears, with a rookie quarterback with Ndamukong Suh and Levante David, it's probably going to be too much, especially the Bears on the road. I don't trust Matt Nagy or anybody else associated with the Bears' decision-making, so I view that it's going to be a Buccaneers blow, because that offense has been pretty consistent, and the defense should slowly but surely get better.
Jay, the news just came out. This is the first time in his entire career that Tom Brady will start against an Ohio State quarterback. That's just bananas. That's never happened before.
Yeah, Tom Brady is, obviously taking the league by storm in his own way. Everybody, it was Joe Montana that was a benchmark, is Tom Brady. And, I don't think people realize how great he is, and won't even realize how great he is even when he retires. So it's a pretty cool deal to see him still playing. A little bit of jealousy there, because he's, a little bit older than me. And, I can't even think I could get up and down the block, and he's still out here playing at the highest level. So Tom Brady, by the time he's done, he's going to be a guy who just ran through the whole league. Nobody's going to have bragging rights on him on anything. And, heck, even now, he's got a little bit of chest on now, because he used to not have a chest on him when he was in that infamous picture from the draft.
Yeah, that bird chest. The 2-4 Colts travel to San Francisco to face the 2-3 49ers.
I'm going to go with the Colts. I'm not a big fan of Carson Wentz, I'm a big fan of what they have on defense. I like Frank Reich. I think they're starting to get healthy on the offensive line. They try to play a big physical brand of football. The Colts are going to try to get back into the division race, because obviously Tennessee's, not starting to run away with it. But if they don't get, consistent here, they're going to, be looking on the outside, looking in. So I got the Colts. I think the 49ers are, without Garoppolo, and I think maybe if the rookie plays, either way, it's just not set up for them to do well. So I'm going to go with the Colts. And even though it's on the road and obviously going from east to west coast all the way across the country, I'm imagining they get there Friday, and then by the time they leave home Sunday, it's a blowout victory.
Yeah, if it was just a regular Sunday game, I'd go with the Colts. But it's a Sunday night game, Sunday night TV game. I kind of feel like the fans will kind of will the 49ers to a win. Monday night, 3-2 Saints travel to Seattle to face the 2-4 Russell Wilson-less Seahawks.
Yeah, if Russell Wilson was playing, I'm going with the Seahawks. But I'm going to go with the fighting Jameis Winston. You know, two of my favorite quarterbacks. I'm a big Jameis Winston fan. Pulling for him. I think he's played pretty good this year. So I'm going to pick them on the road. Like I said, without Russell Wilson, even though Geno Smith, you know, showed well, I think, you know, one thing about it is when you're starting and you haven't started for a while, they don't have the book on, you know, what you're doing with the Seahawks, because all they can look at is Russell Wilson for years upon years. Now they have some tape on Geno Smith. I think they'll be able to hone in on him. The Saints defense needs to get started. They're probably, in my opinion, you know, the best, you know, the most consistent defense last year. This year they haven't been that. I think that's why, you know, it's really hurt them as far as the win-loss column, because, you know, you can count on them. But I think they're starting to turn the corner. And they're going to do it this weekend on the road up in Seattle.
Wisconsin travels to number 25 Purdue, fresh off a win over number 2 Iowa.
You know, Purdue has been a surprise team. They're surprisingly, I wouldn't say surprisingly physical, but they're physical for a team that just likes to throw it all over the yard, you know, as far as passing. So they were pretty physical against Iowa, especially up front. They play hard. But I think they're right for the picking. I think when you're just newly fresh onto the scene of being, you know, in the top 25, a big victory at Iowa that was number 2 at that time, even though Purdue had, you know, at that time beat them 2 of the last 3 years, I think that, you know, this is a week right here where Wisconsin, oddly enough, is going to be the upset pick, and, you know, just by purely rankings. And the reason why I say it is what Wisconsin does, Purdue's going to have to match it again this week. But then also, you know, I think it's when you're used to it. There's going to be more national media at practices, more questions to ask, more social media attention, you know, and stuff like that. And it's going to be, you know, new for these guys to handle. And I think Wisconsin's going to try to get this get-right game, because if Wisconsin doesn't win this game, you know, I wouldn't say their season's over, but, you know, you know that they're going to be turning the page next year. And that does bode well for Nebraska later on in the year. But I think Wisconsin is going to try to run the ball and control the clock.
Clemson travels to number 23 Pitt.
I think Clemson wins. I know Pitt, you know, I like Pitt. I like the coach, you know. But I think Clemson, sooner or later, they look good. Their quarterback was the number one quarterback, or maybe the number one recruit. He was supposed to be Trevor Lawrence, you know, part two. I know their offensive line is struggling. They lost, you know, Travis Etienne, who obviously made the offensive line look a lot better than they actually were. But I think the time is now. I mean, Dabo, you know, either you're a good coach or a Power 5 coach, or you're just a guy that's, you know, selling a bunch of snake oil and with some, you know, Bible quotes behind you to think you're pretty good. You have got – Clemson's down here has too much talent to be, you know, 3 losses and play the way that they've played. And their defense is still – really, really good. So I think they go on the road to Pitt. You know, it's going to be a physical game, but that's right up Clemson's alley, and they pull out a victory. Won't be pretty, but they'll win.
USC travels to number 13, Notre Dame.
Oh, well, you know, USC, I mean, you know, if you would have asked me after Notre Dame played Florida State, I was like, there's no way. But, you know, and then obviously after Cincinnati came in and, you know, beat them up pretty bad, but then they bounce back and they play well. USC, surprisingly, with all, you know, firing their coach really quick. And, you know, Dante Williams taking over. Their offense actually has been a lot better, but I think the quarterback got hurt, you know, like a week or so ago. So I'm gonna pick Notre Dame, but I wouldn't be surprised if USC pulls an upset. I like the talent, but I think this Notre Dame has a little bit too much offense, you know, for USC to handle.
It's also interesting that number 18 North Carolina State travels to Miami on Saturday night. How big is this, and who you got?
I'm going to go with North Carolina State. I like them. They have potentially the number one pick in the draft in their left tackle, whether it's in this draft or the year next. I like their offensive line. They've always been physical or try to be physical. If you go back and look, they've always got guys drafted on both sides of the ball. I like the way they're playing. They're kind of been, like, underneath the radar. Like, coming into the season, all you heard about was North Carolina. But North Carolina State was playing good ball last year. And they're playing good ball this year, obviously. Miami has been, horrible. I know King's out. They're kind of rotating quarterbacks. I know they're playing a bunch of young guys because the older guys kind of had their senioritis coming back for, the super, senior year and haven't really kind of played up to their potential or thought, it was all about them. And, Manny Diaz is coaching for his job, potentially. And the young guys are actually playing better. But this is a pretty good North Carolina State team that they're playing. Who I think will, kind of punch holes in the preferable one of the bigger teams, and now they're kind of doubling down. Going on to Miami still is a hard task, but I think North Carolina State wins.
All right, Jay, you've given your gift to all of the bettors in the space. They've had pad to pen tracking all this. We will track it on Monday. Hope you're feeling better on Monday, bro. We'll talk over the weekend.
All right, man. I'll see you.
That's Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, toward the break. More old school, we're going to bring in the folks from Upside Bar and Lounge. Let's find out what's going on there.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.